Good evening. This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Morgan Bagra. National Testing Agency, NTA, conducted a nationwide mock drill today ahead of National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test Re-examination 2026. The NTA said it is fully prepared for smooth, fair and transparent conduct of NEET UG 2026 re-examination, which is scheduled for tomorrow. In a statement, NTA said the exam will be conducted across 551 cities in India and 14 cities abroad for over 22.79 lakh candidates. State Governor Lieutenant General Retired K.T. Parnaik has extended his warm greetings to all the citizens on the occasion of the 12th International Day of Yoga. He said that this year's theme, Yoga for Healthy Aging, highlights the timeless value of yoga in promoting physical vitality, mental well-being and emotional balance throughout every stage of life. He encouraged the people of all ages, especially our youth and senior citizens, to make yoga an integral part of their daily lifestyle. The State Foundation Day of West Bengal was celebrated with cultural program at Lok Bhavan in Itanagar today. In his address, State Governor Lieutenant General Retired K.T. Parnaik appreciated the valuable contributions of Bengali community towards socio-economic development and cultural enrichment of Arunachal Pradesh. Referring to exemplary service of Ramakrishna Mission, the governor acknowledged its long-standing contribution to Arunachal Pradesh, particularly in the fields of education, healthcare, and social welfare. He said, the mission's institutions have nurtured generations of young minds and provided quality services in remote areas, complementing the state's developmental efforts. Further, a video message from Governor of West Bengal, R.N. Ravi, conveying his greetings was also screened. As part of the nationwide celebration marking 12th years of trust, development and public welfare, Jan Kalyan Shivir was organized in various districts of Arunachal Pradesh today. The Jan Kalyan Shivir was held at Boleng in Siang District, CP in Upper Subansiri District, Yazali in K. Panyar District and Hari Village under Zero Circle in Lower Subansiri District. The governor, departments and allied agencies of these districts participated in the program and provided on-the-spot services, registration facilities, awareness campaigns and beneficiary-oriented assistance. The Jan Kalyan Shivir reaffirms the government's commitment to ensuring last-mile delivery of services and strengthening public outreach through citizen-centric governance. The Special Intensive Revision, SIR, process in Arunachal Pradesh has commenced on 15th of this month. Chief Minister Pema Khandu, in a social media post, has appealed all eligible citizens qualified for voter enrollment as well as already enrolled ones to actively participate in this important exercise to ensure the electoral rolls remain accurate, inclusive and up-to-date. Meanwhile, Chief Minister Pema Khandu also completed his remuneration through the concerned boot-level officer yesterday in Itanagar. Meanwhile, in Upper Subansiri District, boot-level officers have started house-to-house visits to verify voter details and assist eligible citizens in updating their electoral records. District officials have expressed confidence that positive public response and BLO's efforts will contribute to smooth and successful completion of SIR exercise in the district. The Meteorological Center Itanagar forecasts, except for Tawang, Dibang Valley and Shiomi, all other districts are in yellow alert zone. Most of these districts will receive thunderstorm with lightning and heavy rain, very likely at isolated places, while some will receive thunderstorm with lightning only. The District Export Promotion Committee, Papumpare, held its first review meeting at the DC Conference Hall yesterday to deliberate on strategies for promoting exports and strengthening market linkages for local products. Speaking on the occasion, Deputy Commissioner Papumpare Lobsang Shring called on the formation of a subcommittee comprising officers from agriculture and allied departments to finalize the district action plan under the districts as export hubs initiative. The DC said, despite turmeric is identified as the product under One District, One Product initiative for Papumpare, other products produced in substantial quantities in the district should also be identified and incorporated in the district action plan. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.